I will call the meeting to order. This is the Saturday, November 20th, 2021 meeting of the KPFA Local Station Board meeting. And I will give, I'll read our agreements, group agreements, along with the Zoom instructions. Participation for purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions.
Okay.
For purposes of that, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star six. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only, so that board members are able to process board business without distraction. We will look forward to hearing from members of the public during town hall public comments time. Please sign up at 11:30 by raising your hand. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or to press star 9 on a phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raise hand, or by roll call, or by email with a code when needed. And these are confirmed KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential, to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or be removed from the meeting. Thank you very much. And I will ask Carol to take roll call now, please.
Before I take roll, I just want to invite Antonio Ortiz to say a few words. He wanted to make an introduction.
Thank you.
Where am I? There I am. Hello, everybody. Good morning on a Saturday. I'm Antonio Ortiz. My pronouns are he, him. A little bit more about myself. I'm the operations manager at KPFA. I'm also second generation Filipino American, living here in the beautiful Bay Area in Oakland. The reason I wanted to do a brief introduction is because you all have been working with the wonderful Jose, who's been helping out with the Zoom meetings. And we're going to be having another person from the operations department coming in to start shadowing Jose. And I wanted to make sure that they were properly introduced before you started noticing that their name. Right now, they're having a little bit of a technical issue with their computer, so they should be joining soon. But their name is Kai Gustafson. And they'll be shadowing Jose this meeting to see how the board works. And then they'll be there on the December meeting as well. And then from there, I think you guys are having a January meeting that's going to be happening, but if I'm not mistaken, both Jose and Kai will be together doing that. And then after the January meeting, Kai will be on their own, you know, helping you all out. And so I just wanted to make sure that that introduction happened. And Kai just got on. Sorry, Kai, I already made my introduction. And if you want to say hello to the board briefly, and you're mute. And we can't hear you, Kai. I have to do something differently. And if...
Technical difficulties.
It could have to do with the headphones.
With the headphones, you mean like, well, this is our learning experience. We're going to, this is why we're having Kai starting early. Right? Okay. Well, at least you see what Kai, that Kai exists. Kai is a real person. And then I'm going to do the introduction again for the next meeting, but I just wanted you to know when you see Kai, that's what Kai is here for. And Kai went through the operations department internship program. So they know how we're all set up at the station, just the same way that Jose went through the program. And Kai also has experience doing radio work over at Calix. So they have that experience. And so welcome to Kai. And outside of that, have a great meeting. And I will log off. If there's any questions, let me know. You can just send me an email. Or if you want to ask questions now, I can do it but pretty briefly. I think you guys want to get to it. I don't know. I can't make the decision. Does someone want me to answer some questions at the moment?
I think we should go on with the meeting, Antonio, unless.
Okay. That's great. And I think Susan, you raised your hand. If you want to send me an email, Susan, at antonio@kpfa.org, we can talk more after that. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Antonio.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you. So I can go ahead and take roll. Before I take roll, I noticed there was a little bit of noise. So I want to ask everybody to mute yourself. And if you are on a telephone, please, you can, I think it's *6 for muting.
Could I make a comment about the rules that were read? Hello.
Go ahead. Christina, did you want to talk about
this? Yes, go ahead, Susan.
I would like to emphasize the rule. First of all, I want to thank Jose, who's been great, and welcome Kai. And the rule about the chat being reserved for the board members is so important, and it's breached all the time. And I think people should be kicked out of the meeting if they breach that rule. So they could be warned, and then they have to go. Because it interferes with our being able to get anything done when the chat is full of all kinds of comments from everybody. That's my comment. Thanks.
Thank you, Susan. Okay.
I see that
someone else has their hand up, but they're not one of our board members. This is not the time for public comments. Elizabeth Miles has her hand up. That would be public comment. She's not a board member. So do go ahead and take roll, please.
Thank you. Okay. This is the KPFA Local Station Board meeting, November 20th, 2021. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon's present. Marilyn Langlois asked for an excused absence. Daniel Borgstrom.
Present.
Daniel present. Christine Pepin asked for an excused absence. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey present. Mark Van Landwit.
Present.
Mark present. Susan De Silva.
Here.
Susan De Silva here. Shira Dedman asked for an excused absence. Donald Goldmacher asked for an excused absence. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christina here. Mantra Plonzi asked for an excused absence. James McFadden. James McFadden.
I see him here.
James, yeah. I think you need to unmute yourself because I see that he appears to be here on the side.
He appears to be unmuted, but for some reason we don't hear you, James.
I'll come back to James. Lily Kimura. Lily Kimura, do you see her listed?
Yes, I see Lily also. Okay. And James wrote in chat that
okay,
he had
Okay, here.
Problems. Oh.
Here. Sorry. Sorry.
Thank you, Lily, here. And James wrote into the chat that he's here. So I'm going to note that. Aki Tanaka?
Here.
Aki here. Andrea Turner?
Here.
Andrea here.
Ms. McFadden, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I've had this problem before. Sometimes when I start a Zoom meeting, it'll
it'll fail to do audio, even though I say, you know, computer audio. So I have to get out and back in. So anyway, I'm here.
Thanks for letting us know. Tom Voorhees. Tom Voorhees. Sharon, do you see Tom?
Can I say about Tom Voorhees? He's sick. I believe he's in the hospital. I don't know if he sent in an email. I think he's not even using his email right now. All behind on his email. I do think he's sick. So let me ask for an excused absence on Tom's behalf.
We'll give him a tentative excused absence. We'll have to talk to him himself, but I'm very sorry to hear he's in the hospital, and we'll give him a tentative excused absence pending talking to him. That's fine.
Yeah. Daniel, can you ask him when he's able to just contact me?
Sure. I'll do that.
Thank you.
Tell him that we hope that he gets better soon. I hope that he's okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, we all. Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Sabrina here. Carol Wolfley here. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene here. Tim Lynch.
Here.
Tim Lynch here. Frank Sterling. Somebody told me,
Frank Sterling requested an excused absence. He's working on a show.
Okay.
So we should excuse him. He emailed in.
I think that was earlier, yeah. Janine Utter?
Here.
Janine here. Philip Maldari?
Here.
Philip here. And Donald McClay?
Present.
Donald McClay is here. Okay. All right. We have quorum. And I just want to note, originally we had scheduled Quincy, for this meeting, for his fourth meeting. He comes quarterly to meetings. He comes four times a year to meetings. And, we requested that he change and come to meet and greet the new board members in December. So he will be coming then.
Thank you, Carol. So the next thing on our agenda is to approve the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Andrea.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. And anybody who objects to approving the agenda, please raise your hand.
James says his hand raised.
I don't see anybody else. Could you check, Jose, is there anybody other than James that doesn't want to approve the agenda?
No.
I just have a question about it. I'm not interested in disapproving or approving. I just have a question about the agenda.
Okay, go ahead.
There's an executive session and I know, at least one person asked, you know, just the general topic of the executive session, I don't want to go into the content. And I just want to know what the general topic of this is. I mean, at least that ought to be.
Personnel issues.
For personnel, of their paid staff?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so did you want
to? Is there anybody objecting? I guess.
So I think James was clarifying that he wasn't objecting; he was just querying. So, seeing that, is there anybody objecting? I don't see anybody, Jose.
No, no one.
Okay, so the agenda passes, and next we have public comments.
So this is just as your timer.
We ask people to raise your hand if you would like to make a public comment at this time. And how many hands are there, Jose?
Two, Elizabeth Milos and Virginia Browning.
Okay. Thank you. Sharon, can you time them?
2 minutes.
Thank you. Go ahead. First would be Elizabeth Milos.
Yes, thank you very much. I was the listener who was the brunt of, unfortunately, one of your members telling me to shut up after I said three basic things, which later also the person who told me to shut up claimed that I was lying. I would like to seek an apology from this person, please, because none of the things that I stated were lies. The issue regarding the lawsuits that New Day Pacifica has been implementing against Pacifica Network is true. And as well as one of several of your members on the LSB today are still a party or were a party to a lawsuit that was dismissed 4 times to try to take away the assets of Pacifica Network and transfer the assets to Safety Net Pacifica. Those kind of things that are going on need to stop. Otherwise, the members of the LSB that are doing this, that are participating in this, are actually violating the LSB rules of duty of loyalty to the network as well. And also, I received an email by New Day Pacifica saying that, again, you are again trying to, or New Day Pacifica is again trying to state or affirm that the bylaws referendum actually won, when according to California Code of Corporation Code, it requires both different parties, both the staff as well as the listenership, need to vote yes. And in this case, it did not. So I would like to ask you to please stop supporting the LSB members in doing this, and please censure them for doing what they're doing, because what they're actually doing is trying to seek funding only for their group instead of funding for KPFA as a whole and funding for Pacifica.
Thank you. Thank you. Your time is up. And the next person was Virginia Browning.
Hi. I just wanted to say some good words about Tom Voorhees, who's done I don't know if anybody's listening to this anyway, but Tom, who's on the LSB and has been sick, you know, he has done a huge amount of volunteer work and work for KPFA and Pacifica. He's been, he's worked on stations all over the country, affiliate stations to Pacifica, get them up and running. He worked very hard to get the new Monterey translator, I think it's called, up and running. And I remember when the KPFA floor was sinking, and he helped to figure out a way and worked many hours to volunteered to get that fixed too. So he's done a huge amount of work. He's also on the PNB, and I just want to express my gratitude to him.
Thank you, Virginia. He's done a lot of good things for KPFA, and I agree. And we send our best wishes to him. I think we have a call in user 2.
That might be me.
Who is me?
My name is Steve Kukawa. I'm a KPFA listener.
What? Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I just want to, I just want to say KPFA is a great radio station. I think they're doing great work. I've been increasingly alarmed about the condition of Pacifica, but I hope we can be civil and continue with the traditions that KPFA has always held. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for that. And Jose, are you seeing any other hands? I'm not.
Yeah, the person who just spoke had a different, it was call in user 1. So if there's anyone on the phone that raised their hands, go ahead and.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so just a quick note that you, the agenda that I saw said that public comment would begin at 11:30, so you're a little ahead, and I hope that therefore you'll make accommodation to insert it later in the meeting for people who might not yet be on the call. I'd also point out that the requirement is a minimum of 30 minutes, not 2 minutes per person. So in any case, there needs to be additional time awarded to people who took the time to join the meeting. And I want KPFA folks to really think about how much they're costing the foundation, spending listener dollars on lawsuits. I had an exchange with a KPFA LSB person who expressed great distress about the number of the amount of litigation that the foundation was experiencing. They failed to fully engage the fact that it was coming out of their listening area. And when I asked, well, where is the litigation coming from? They were offended that I would ask. So I would like you all to have some discussions about how you can address your grievances, dissatisfactions, whatever it is, without us devoting so much money to the California court system. And the National Election Supervisor has not yet published her report, but there was lots of what in ordinary elections we would certainly call corruption in terms of uneven standards and unenforced rules, et cetera, some of which came out of, surprisingly, KPFA. Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth Milos.
Yes, thank you. And I applaud the chat rule. However, I think it should apply to everyone because I don't think that it's very appropriate for people to be stating mistruths on the chat regarding any other of the networks or anybody else. Like last time, the chat was used by one of your members to disparage James McFadden. So I would really appreciate if you're going to be following the rules that you would follow them yourselves and not use it to disparage anyone or any network, as I'm seeing right now. Supposedly WBAI is actually costing the network. Yes, it is. But you know what? Many of our listeners don't realize and don't realize that, a lot of the other stations don't have their own buildings, and have to pay, have a lot more overhead than KPFA. So that's one thing that I just wanted to say. And other thing that I wanted to say is that I would really like to have the finance information come beforehand, because I think our LSB members deserve to have finance reports provided to them, with enough time instead of the night before. And also, I'd like to get more information regarding, this $900,000 windfall that happened, that difference between one year and the next. It would be really good to know, what was the source and maybe KPFA can share some of its fundraising or the GM could share some of its fundraising capacity with the rest of the network since you're so concerned about the issues of money. I think it would be a good idea for you to share how you were so successful at getting the $900,000. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm seeing no other hands up. We're going to move on. We actually had an entire training.
I'm sorry. There is a call-in user that raised their hand.
Oh, thank you for letting me know, Jose. Mm-hmm. Who's call-in user too?
I don't know what number I'm assigned.
Yeah, that's you.
Okay, thanks. The other thing I'd like to have I'm on my phone, so I don't see the chat. Seems like a good thing sometimes, but if the chat is reserved for board members, maybe it's reserved for motions as opposed to trash talk and attacking others. But I want to really ask KPFA to take on another challenge. I agree with Ms. Milos that KPFA should share its techniques. And if possible, it's, expertise from its development director. I think you guys may be the only people in the network who have a development director who isn't just doing membership work. And that's not to disparage the people who are working under that title elsewhere. But some stations don't even have a development director doing at all. And others have someone who's called development, but is really doing membership work. So, if y'all can lend Kevin H. Hunzinger, I think it is. I don't remember. That might be a good thing all around, right? teach a man to fish, et cetera, et cetera. They don't teach women to fish. They just expect us to cook the fish. But I think it would be a very good thing. But in particular, I really want to ask KPFA to take up helping KPFK right now, as they are suffering, I think, most. Their shortfalls all around, except for KPFA and WPFW. But KPFA is deeply in a hole and has a new manager. I think guy's been on the job for 2 months. I imagine you walk in and half your staff disappears, and a couple of days later, your business manager disappears, and you know, you're expected to raise.
Time. That's time.
Thank you. We're going to move on now, since the same people have spoken twice and there's nobody else raising their hand. Is there anybody new raising their hand, Jose? I don't see anyone.
No, I don't see anyone.
Okay. I will, point of information that I will make is that a couple of meetings ago, we had our development director come in and did a complete training for everybody on the board about fundraising, what they were doing to fundraise, and with information. And in fact, we had board members, PNB members from other stations on the line who asked for a copy of that. He said he would provide it. So we actually have provided, our management at KPFA has been providing fundraising information and support for the Pacifica National Board directors. He's already done that. And I know that there is ongoing support right now for the new manager at KPFK as well from KPFA management. So just to give you a little hope on the horizon, those things are transpiring. And appreciate people who spoke up on the public comment section. We're going to move on to the treasurer's report.
Okay. Yes, I have my treasurer's report. Okay. First, I just do want to address that fundraising issue also. I'm going to say what I said in chat, which is that KPFA has tried to help across the network with fundraising and with our programming and just in general with radio management. And people on the East Coast view that as some sort of coup, takeover. I don't know all the words that were used. But anyway, there's a lot of fighting and resistance to anything coming from KPFA. Okay, and as far as the financial reports, you know, that's just how it is in Pacifica. We're on the NFC. We generally get the financial, consolidated financial reports for the entire network about 15 minutes before our NSC and National Finance Committee meetings start. So just noting that. Okay, this is my treasurer's report. KPFA and Pacifica finances through September 30th, 2021, which is the end of the fiscal year of 21. KPFA ended the fiscal year with a total revenue of $4.9 million, a 36% increase over fiscal year 20. As usual, KPFA has paid all of its central service payments and ended the year with a total income after expenses of $1.2 million. That's really fantastic. And just for those following along, I'm rounding to the nearest $100,000. The consolidated financials, so that was the KPFA financials. The consolidated financials that we got include all five stations, the national office, the archives, and the affiliates. And these consolidated financials show a total revenue of $11.8 million. For fiscal year 21, which is a 30% decrease since fiscal year 20. So to repeat, KPFA had an increase in total revenue of over 1 million, and Pacifica as a whole had a decrease in total revenue of 600,000. And that means that the other parts of the network, aside from KPFA, lost a total of, or had a decrease in revenue of 1.6 million. That is what is happening across the network. So when we hear comments about how KPFA is costing the network, I wish people would deal in real numbers and real dollars. I'll talk about the KPFA property tax issue ongoing. I reported last month about the writ, and I sort of went into some details about that I'm not going to repeat here. But I will say that the saga drags on. The writ is still pending in the court. There has been no decision by the court on the writ, and there has been no action by the Pacifica National Board to resolve this situation. KPFA continues to pay the legal bills to a law firm that has made numerous mistakes in this case, and there's still no resolution. To repeat a couple of mistakes that have been made by this law firm, first, the writ was filed incorrectly and was not even accepted by the court. Then, after billing KPFA for the money that it cost to properly refile the writ, the law firm was able to successfully get the writ filed and accepted by the court clerk. Then, after months of waiting for a hearing, the judge explained basic civil procedure to the law firm, which is that the law firm had failed to serve a party in the lawsuit, which was Pacifica Foundation. And the judge explained that if Pacifica Foundation were served, then Pacifica Foundation could allow a default to be taken, upon which case the judgment would be entered, and then the PNB would be allowed to amend the Articles of Incorporation. If that seems Byzantine, it is. And let me just comment that that is a long way around to fix something that the PNB could have voted on. Some claim that it would have been a violation of the bylaws for the PNB to vote on this, but this is not clear at all. And just like it's not clear how the vote went out in this election that was being commented on before. But let me just say, it is not clear that the PNB could not vote on this. And it's a weak argument considering that the PNB routinely violates the bylaws when it suits their interests. So the saga continues. And apparently the Board of Equalization, which is where this has to go, has given Pacifica 180 days to resolve this issue. The Board of Equalization has been very patient with Pacifica. And it appears that Pacifica has abused goodwill that the Board of Equalization has shown towards Pacifica, and their patience has run out. So that is the status of the property tax issue. The loan, and by the loan, I mean the $3.2 million loan. The interest payments are being made on this loan. Every quarter, $50,000 is being made and paid, and that has been, all payments have been made on time to date. At the last NFC meeting, the National Finance Committee meeting, the executive director of Pacifica stated, or made it clear, let me say, made it clear, I don't have her exact quote, but she made it clear that the lender, FJC, would not extend the deadline for paying the loan back beyond this spring of 2022, a few months away. As you know, the total loan is for 3.2, something like that, million dollars. Pacifica has paid a total of $160,000 towards the principal. I had previously reported about $100,000 that had been paid, and that was taken from the sale of the KPFA's Nakapon building and used to pay off $100,000 of the principal. And then this most recent $60,000 was obtained from the sale of the Texas building, which has just been sold. So $60,000 was taken from that and used toward the principal of this $3.2 million loan. So I will just say actions do speak louder than words, and it appears that the plan of Pacifica management is to sell off the real estate assets of Pacifica to pay the principal of this loan, which comes due again in spring of 2022. Okay, so the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL. So the L stands for loan in that word, EIDL, E-I-D-L, Economic Injury Disaster Loan. Pacifica has applied for a total of $2 million from the EIDL program. It was explained at the NFC meeting, at the National Finance Committee meeting, that the interest rate for the EIDL loan was much lower than the interest rate on the FJC loan, which is the current $3.2 million loan. So the plan was to get the $2 million at a lower interest rate and use that money to pay off the $3.2 million of the FJC loan. That was the plan. Theoretically, that sounds like a good idea, but Pacifica has already received $500,000 of that $2 million, and they have spent entirely all of that money, and none of it Zero, not one single dime of that $500,000 has been used to pay off any of the principal on that $3.2 million loan. So Pacifica is entitled to get another, possibly get another $1.5 million. It's unclear whether Pacifica will or will not get that. But it is also clear that Pacifica is losing money, as I've reported above, and will not be able to use that money to pay off the $3.2 million loan. So in fact, what happened is Pacifica just took on another debt, at least of $500,000. And yes, that is the end of my treasurer's report.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate your details that you give us. Always very much appreciated, because we don't hear very much from the board meetings reported to us. Chris, you had a question?
Yes, I just had a comment, actually, several. And then I have one question for Sharon as well. The $60,000, which Sharon referred to for the KPFT building, that was actually from an estate building. It wasn't for their main building, which is actually theoretically in escrow now, but I can't really get into it because I don't candidly understand what the status of that sale is, but they're attempting to sell the main building. The question that I had for Sharon was whether her figures that she gave us earlier included the PPP funds. If not, it's good. I think it'd be well for us to consider that an extraordinary gain for the network. She might have backed it out, and I won't comment any more for her. She can answer that question. Thank you.
Sharon, you're muted. Did you want to speak to that?
I was trying to like get my screen. I was actually going to try to do a little screen share thing. I actually had this set up. Thank you, Chris. I did appreciate that. Okay. I will attempt to do a screen share because I did have this. Okay. Let me see if I can do this. Can I do it? Share my screen. Let's just say this one. Hold shift. Okay. No, share. Let me just do this. Later. Yeah. Okay. I didn't back out the PPP funds, Chris. I used the money. Okay. This is the information that we did just get from the National Finance Committee from our NETA from NETA. So this is I copied what they said and I'm making this as a screenshot. So you can see that the PPP money is in there, and why it says PPP 1 and PPP 2 is because Pacifica got two installments of that money. And the first, if I've got this right, the first was put into fiscal year 20 and the second was put into fiscal year 21. So in that sense, when you're comparing year over year, you know, you can at least see whether things are going up and down, but the funds do definitely include the PPP funds, yes, because that's how I received the money. I mean, the figures from NETA. And then regarding the bequest, thank you, Chris. I didn't understand that. I also had asked a question of NETA about that, and they just said the sale of the building, so I wasn't clear. I wasn't clear what building was sold, so thank you for clarifying that. And now I don't know how to stop sharing. Oh, here, stop sharing. Okay, there we go.
You're just a sharing kind of person.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharon. Mm-hmm. I don't
see. Christina, I can't put my hand up. I don't know. I hit participant and I can't put my hand up.
Philip, okay. Try going to reactions.
The actions.
Reactions. At the bottom of the screen, if you click on reactions, you should see a button that says raise hand.
Oh, I see it. Okay, great. Okay. I'm raising my hand.
Hey, go ahead, Philip. Thank you.
No, I can take my hand down. You said that the sale of Nakapan, $100,000 was used to pay back the $100,000 worth of the principal on the 3.2. But my understanding was that Nakapan sold for $1 million or more. So what happened to the other 900,000?
Okay, I'm not entirely clear on that. Okay, and I don't have all the figures in front of me on that, but I believe that 500,000 was used to pay off that, what they call the so-called friendly loan, which was that bridge loan. So 500,000 went to do that. And then some other money, another, I think 500,000 in that range or so went WBAI because they needed, I forget what it was. They needed to rebuild their studio and I think they were rebuilding their studio. So yes, that's where the rest of the money went. My understanding. Chris might correct that.
They needed to move their tower up, I believe. It was used for that as well. And there had to be part of it put into a particular account, I believe, for interest payments as a requirement of the loan.
Well, Chris has his hand up, so maybe he can explain.
I'll let Chris. Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, that's mostly correct. At least in the general view of things, 100,000. I think that figure is right. 100,000 went into the escrow account that you're referring to for interest. I think 500,000, approximately 500,000, went into the national office to pay off various things. You know, this entity, Pacifica, tends to do this thing where it runs up debt over a long period of time, and then we get a bequest or a sale or some sort of an extraordinary gain, and that's used to pay off. I shouldn't say debt. It payables would be a better term. Bills. In other words, they sit on bills for a long time, typically to Netta, candidly. And then when the chickens come home to roost, they harvest the eggs and send them out to Netta. So that's where most of that, I believe that $500,000 went to, the extra. And I think everything is correct with the rest of that. It was set aside in escrow for various future capital expenses.
Thank you, Chris. Do I have any other questions for Sharon on her report? Jose, do you see any other hands up? I don't see any.
I don't.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sharon. It's definitely illuminating as far as what's going on. I guess we'll move on to the PNB.
Philip has his hand up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Philip. Philip, you're muted.
I know. I just unmuted. Okay. So you said a million, 4.9 million coming in, a million more than the previous year. Is there any explanation of where that money came from? Was it a bequest? Was it a part of the PPP loans from the government? What was the source of that extraordinary amount of money?
Okay, that's what I was saying. Last year we got 441,000 in PPP, and this year we got 450,000 in PPP. So essentially the same. And despite that, okay, so if you were to back out that money, that would still show a gain of, you know, whatever that is, 750,000, somewhere in that range, 800,000 for KPFA. I would have to look at the information, which I just can't quite do right now. Maybe Chris knows off the top of his head, but I believe we've had successful fund drives. I haven't heard of any particularly large bequest that has come in. I don't know. Maybe you might know better, Philip, being there in the station.
Well, I just know that we have reached the goal in each of the drives. When we came up short of the goal, it usually was in a small amount, like 30,000 short. And that was usually made up in a few days after the drive ended by people going to the website and filling in for that little bit of money. But I don't recall any of the fund drives that came in with a surplus of, you know, $50,000 or $100,000. That just didn't happen.
I'd have to look at it again to tell you. I'm just giving you the numbers, the sort of the overview that was reported by Netta. That's kind of how they presented the figures. And we haven't actually had a meeting on the NFC to discuss these. Netta just sent this out like a few days ago.
Okay.
So I don't know all the details.
Thank you, Sharon. Are there any other questions? I thought I saw a hand up, but the hand went down. So I take it there are no other questions. Jose, am I missing anything here?
No, you're right. There are no other hands up.
Great. Always nice to have you back me up here so I can know I'm not missing anything. So I think we'll go ahead and move on then to the PNB reports. So PNB members, Tom isn't here, so that wouldn't be one from Tom. So Andrea, do you have any report for us?